and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yodi.com.
April 17th, 2001. I used to have a rule. It was a good rule, a sound rule, and it served me well right up to the moment I got engaged, where it pretty much went straight to hell. It went like this. Never spend more than $2,000 on something, unless you can live in it, or drive it. It turns out that $2,000 is an enormous amount of money to a geek who wears his clothes until they dissolve and eats whatever is near the registers at Trader Joe's. The only reason the number was $2,000 was because that's how much the computer I wanted cost. I got my car for $760. But for a couple, PFFT, $2,000 is nothing, especially when the woman has taste. Our first purchase as spending newlyweds, the sofa we are going to have for the rest of our lives, nearly caused me to swallow my tongue when the brittle woman at the furniture store did the math, adding in the fancy cushions and the fabric we wanted and the scotch garden and all. I had to be physically restrained when she tacked on $50 for delivery. But now, nearly 6 years later, I'm so dead and ginormous. Bills that I can look at what we spend on oh baby wipes and only spasm slightly. Heck, given how baby wipe oriented our lives are, I'm surprised it's not more. Which I'm guessing is the only reason that I could have just spent $20,000 on new computers for work and done it all via the web without kicking any tires or talking to any humans. I supposed I've spent $20,000 at one time before the down payment on the house. But that took months, and a lot of looking and booking, and signing, and dealing with annoying people. I order the machines the exact same way I order a book from Amazon, only without as much irritation at the shipping charges. I'm sort of afraid where this trend is taking me.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.